Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Mayor's Plan Begins to Work. The mystery of the missing dogs, or the canine mutiny. That's what we call this adventure. It's been going on now for a week or so. All the dogs in the neighborhood have disappeared from their homes. Sparky and all the kids in his gang were very concerned about the return of their pets, and so they have put ads in the lost and found column of the newspaper offering rewards. Sparky hasn't got a call, even though some of his friends have. With Sparky and Mayor, I'm discussing the situation in the living room of our home in Cincinnati.
Hi, Elboy. I can't figure it out.
Now, what's the matter with you, Sparky?
Yeah, lad, what's eating you? What you got in your mind that you can't figure out?
Well, I can't figure out why I haven't gotten a telephone call from someone who found my dog.
Well, just be patient. I'm sure it won't be long now, and you'll be getting a call. You just wait and see.
Well, I have been waiting. Do you realize how long it's been since Cyril Rappaport called to tell me that a man phoned him to tell him that he had found his dog?
Yes, I realize how long it has been.
And do you realize how long ago it has been since Biddy McGuink called to tell me that he got a phone call, too, from a man who found his dog?
I realize that, too. Now, you see, Sparky,
Since then, Oswald Hassenpfeffer called me, and he's gotten a phone call from some man who found his dog.
Yes, I know. And it's just as the mayor and I expected. Oswald's father offered a $50 reward for the return of Oswald's dog, just as did Cyril and Biddy's fathers. Now, don't worry, Sparky. Our plan is working.
Well, what plan are you talking about? You keep talking about a plan, Big John. If you and Mayor Plumfund are working on a plan, I wish you'd let me in on it.
You don't have to worry about a thing.
That's right, lad. Buster and I have got the situation well in hand.
Well, after all, Bunny is my dog. I wish you'd let me in on the mystery.
We will when the time is ripe. Now, just let us take care of everything ourselves in our own way. Will you please do that?
Well, okay.
All right.
But you know something? I just had a terrible thought.
What's that?
Well, maybe the reason I haven't gotten a telephone call from somebody who might have found Bunny is because whoever found him hasn't seen the ad that we put in the Lost and Found column of the newspaper.
No. I doubt that, Sparky. At least that isn't the case if what the mayor and I think is true.
But I can't see why you and the mayor can't let me in on whatever it is that you're thinking about.
Don't worry. We'll let you in on it whenever the fun begins.
Well, okay. Well, I just had another terrible thought, too, Big John.
What's that?
Maybe another reason I haven't gotten a telephone call from somebody who might have found Bunny is because nobody's found Bunny.
I doubt that, too, Sparky. Don't you, Mayor?
Well, lad, it's like he says, if what Big John and I think is true, your dog Bunny has been found all right. You just wait and see.
Uh-oh, there's the telephone. Now, maybe that's a call from somebody who found my dog. Do you think so?
Well, let's see. Sparky, if the mayor and I were right in what we think, that should be Maxie Finster calling to tell you that his cat has been found.
Yeah, well, we'll soon find out. Hello? Maxie? Is this really you? Hey, just a minute, Max. Just a minute. Hey, Big John, it's Maxie Finster, just like you said.
Well, see, I told you. Well, Mayor, what do you think? You think we're right?
It sure seems that way to me.
Well, Maxie?
Yeah, but...
Hey, did you call to tell me you got a telephone call from somebody who has found your cat? From a man, huh? Gonna bring your cat... tonight? Well, yeah, okay, Max. Look, I better hang up. Yeah, maybe somebody has found my dog Bunny and wants to call me. I don't want to keep the line tied up. Yeah, congratulations on the cat. I'll see you, Maxie. So long. Hey, Big John, how did you know that that was going to be Maxie calling to tell me that his cat was found?
Well, it's very easy. You see, Cyril and Biddy both offered a $50 reward for the return of their dogs. They had already gotten calls from a man who says he's found their dogs, right?
Yeah.
Well... Maxie also offered a $50 reward, so I knew that he'd be the next one to be contacted by the man who found the cat.
Now, let's see. Oswald Hassenpfeffer offered a $30 reward for the return to his dog. Now, lad, the next telephone call that you get will be from Oswald. He'll be the next one to get a call from somebody who has found his dog.
Oh, I know, but how did you know that, Mayor?
Well, because Oswald's $30 reward is the next highest one offered by any of you kids whose dogs were stole. Or, I mean, lost.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, you see, lad, you'll see.
Oh, now, come on, Mayor, tell me. Let me in on this.
Uh-oh, telephone's ringing. Telephone's ringing. Better answer it, lad, and see what Oswald Hassenpfeffer has to say.
Mister, tell me how you can be so sure that that's going to be Oswald Hassenpfeffer.
I'll just answer it and find out.
Oh, Oswald? What? You mean this is you, Os? I don't know how I knew it was you. All I know is that Mayor Plumfront told me it would be you when the telephone rang. Hey, listen, did you get a telephone call from a man who said he found your dog? You did. Now, don't ask me how I knew. Mayor Plumfront told me.
Well, Mayor, I guess that just about settles it.
Yeah, it looks like we're right, all right.
I don't know, Oswald. Maybe the mayor is a mind reader. You can't tell. Well, listen, Oz. I better hang up just in case somebody found my dog and wants to call me. Okay, Ozzy, old pal. I'll see you later. Yeah, so long. Hey, Mayor, now, come on. Tell me how you knew Oswald would be the next one to get a telephone call from a man who found his dog.
Well, it's simply because he offered the next highest reward.
Look, Sparky, I think now we can tell you something that's going to make you very happy. You will get the next telephone call.
Yeah, sure, I'll get the next telephone call, but who will be calling? Rabbit Ears? Blobby? NSAQ? Or Isidore Z?
No, you'll get the phone call from the man who has found your dog, Bunny.
You mean that? Hey, you mean somebody found Bunny?
That's right.
Why not? How can you tell?
Because you offered a $25 reward, the next highest reward that was offered by anyone whose dog was lost, if that's what you want to call it.
What do you mean, if that's what I want to call it?
You'll see. It isn't time for you to know yet, Sparky.
Well, I sure don't know what's going on and why you won't let me in on it. Boy, it's my dog who was lost. I ought to know what's going on. Uh-oh, telephone's ringing.
Well, answer it, lad. That'll be the man calling to tell you that he has found your dog.
Okay. Well, I sure hope you're right, Mayor. Hello? Yes, this is Sparky speaking. Hey, have you? Great. Wow. Yeah, how is good old Buddy? Oh, boy, mister, I sure have missed him.
Well, Mayor, looks like we're right.
Yep, now let's listen to what else he says.
Yeah, that's right, mister. You bet. $25 reward. Sure, you can collect it any old time you bring Bunny home.
Uh-huh. Just as I expected. The first thing he asked about was the reward.
Yep, that's the way they operate. Now watch him tell Sparky he wants the reward in cash and he doesn't want a check.
Sure, I'll pay you in money. I don't have any checks anyway.
What did I tell you?
Well, we can still catch it with cash, Mayor. We'll mark the bill.
Okay, well, when will you bring Bunny back home? This evening. Okay, well, I'll be right here waiting. And listen, tell Bunny when he gets home, I'll have a big plate of his favorite dog food waiting for him. Okay, mister. And thanks for biting the dog. Okay, bye. Well, hey, Big John. That was the man that found Bunny. It sure was. Oh, it sure is going to be good to see old Bunny again. Yeah, that man sounded nice.
Nice, huh? Well, Sparky, it may surprise you to know that tonight, after you get your dog back, the mayor and I are going to have that nice man arrested.
Arrested?
Right.
Whatever for, Big John. That's the man that found my dog.
Well, it may interest you to know, Sparky, that the mayor and I are quite sure your dog never was lost.
Never was lost? What are you talking about? He's been gone away from home for 5 days.
Right, but he wasn't lost. The man you were just talking to on the telephone stole all those dogs belonging to you and your friends and was holding them for the rewards that he knew would be offered for their return.
What? You mean he was a kidnapper? Or rather a dog-napper holding the dogs for ransom?
That's what it amounts to.
Well, what do you know about that? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, now, if this isn't something... Now, why in the world would Mayor Plumfront and Big John think that the man who found Bunny really stole all the dogs in the neighborhood? Why would anyone want to do a thing like that? Boy, Big John sure would feel funny if he had that man arrested and it turned out that the man really did find Bunny. But I don't know. The mayor and Big John seem to be pretty sure of themselves. Well, I guess we'll just find out for sure when the man brings the dog home. I'll see you later, kids. And so long. It's going to be good to see old Bunny again. Yeah, that man sounded nice.
Nice, huh? Well, Sparky, it may surprise you to know that tonight, after you get your dog back, the mayor and I are going to have that nice man arrested.
Arrested?
Right.
Whatever for, Big John. That's the man that found my dog.
Well, it may interest you to know, Sparky, that the mayor and I are quite sure your dog never was lost.
Never was lost? What are you talking about? He's been gone away from home for 5 days.
Right, but he wasn't lost. The man you were just talking to on the telephone stole all those dogs belonging to you and your friends and was holding them for the rewards that he knew would be offered for their return.
Ah!